It is a Patriots Friday. Finally, the regular season gets underway this weekend. Joining us right now, one of our Patriots Friday regulars, offensive lineman Stephen Neal. Well, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, guys.
I'll give you credit. You had the best line of the day yesterday. We just can't protect him everywhere.
Yeah, crazy stuff's happening, I guess. So when
did you hear the news, and what did you think when you heard that Tom Brady had been in an accident?
It was in the morning, and they said he'll be in later, so I didn't think too much of it. And so we just started our preparation for the Bengals. I mean, we got a tough task at hand this week, you know. So
it didn't change anything in terms of what a Thursday preparation day would be like?
No, not at all. Like I said, we just got busy doing our stuff, you know, watching the film, installing the stuff, and then had our walkthrough and then had a practice. So I don't think it was distracting at all, you know. Like I said, the Bengals, they're a tough opponent, so we have to really be focused on them.
I know all of you guys have to be focused, but what are you focusing on as you get ready for the Bengals? What player in particular or players are you really thinking about?
Well, they have a really good defensive line, and they all play everywhere, and they're all, you know, they all have different skill sets. They're all physical and tough, but you know, some of them are a little bigger and more powerful. Some of them are a little quicker. Then you got the linebackers. They're also they're young, fast, athletic. They're real good. So
you guys have played this team. You guys have played this team, you know, pretty regularly. It's not like Patriots, Colts, where you feel like they're in your division. But you have played them a few times since you've been here. Is there any carryover in terms of defensive scheme, in your opinion?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. You know, there's certain things that they do that they've done. Like we played them last year in the preseason. I know a few years back we were here in Foxborough, and we've played them in the preseason quite a bit, I think, over the last 8 years or so. So, yeah, there's a little carryover. But, you know, each and every year people come in and out and coaches get a little different, so there's always relearning each and every year you face an opponent.
I made the point yesterday as I was looking and have been looking all week long through some of the stuff about the Bengals. I'm not sure many fans realize that a year ago the Bengals were among the top five defenses in the NFL in yards allowed and points allowed. They're a lot better defensive team than I think many people give them credit for. They think of Carson Palmer and Chad Ochocinco and this year Terrell Owens, and they might sleep on this defense a little.
Yeah, you know, this defense, we're watching the film, and they're always, you know, around the quarterback, you know, hitting the quarterback and having a lot of good plays defensively, you know, for negative yard runs and everything. So we have a tough challenge this week, and we're preparing for it, and hopefully we'll do a good job, put up a lot of ground and open up the running game.
I know there was some thought on your part as to if you wanted to continue your career or not coming into the 2010 season. How do you feel physically, and how would you compare the way you feel now to previous years?
I feel pretty good. I'm real excited with my team, the teammates that we have, and it's just great to get over here and put the gear on, and you know, it's not over. You know, where I was thinking for a while, hey, this might be it, but then you start thinking it's going to be done, and so I'm pretty excited to be here, and we got opening week and excitement with that, and we got a Friday practice today, and so we get to eat some pizza after that practice, so that's always a good thing. So jumping back into the routine, it's a good thing.
Where's
the
pizza?
Body's feeling pretty good.
Where's the pizza from?
Oh, who do we got it from? I think it's Domino's.
I hope it's Papagino's, because they're a sponsor here.
Well, I think we get Papagino's pizza, and we also get the in-house pizza from upstairs. So,
and you keep our sponsors and your employers happy.
There you go. There you go.
Stephen, tell me what the difference is just in terms of intensity. If a preseason game is a five, what number is a regular season game?
I guess it's a little bit more intense. You know, I would say a 10, you know, because you have to always be on your toes. But the crazy thing about opening day is, you know, not a lot of players have played 60 minutes. And so you hope you're ready to go, and you hope you've put enough work, and you're going to get out there and you're going to play the entire game. And like I said, hopefully it'll go well for us. And also it's opening day, so there might be some different schemes that they've been working in camp and bring out on you. So hopefully we'll be ready for everything.
You know, I'm not sure that there's a group on the field in any NFL game that needs coordination and practice together more than the offensive line. You think about all the shifts and the different things. Do you feel confident that your offensive line has spent enough time together, this group that you're going to go on the field with on Sunday, so that you guys can do everything you want to do?
I hope so. I mean, we could find out. We'll find out on Sunday. But yeah, you know, we've worked real hard this year, and we've put a lot of time into it. And each and every week, we watch the film and we try to see the looks and really get prepared mentally for the game. So I'm hoping we'll be ready to go. And like I said, we put in the work, so we should be good.
I know Bill Belichick and Dante Scarnecchia really value position versatility. You are primarily a right guard. Do you switch around at all, or do you pretty much stay a right guard?
If they need me to do something else, I'll jump in there. But, yeah, for the most part, I'm where I'm at. And then, if they need me on a special team, whatever they need me for, I'll go give them my best shot. So I enjoy challenges. So load up the plate.
Yeah, I mean, some guys say, oh, you know, playing left guard is different than right guard, obviously, but, you know, I could play them both if necessary. Do you have a – I mean, you're at right guard. Is that your preference to be right where you are?
I guess so. That's what I've been doing for the last little while. But like I said, if they needed me to do something else, you know, whatever you need, Coach, as long as I'm here, I'm happy.
Hey, as we were watching Hard Knocks the other night, and this is not a Jets question, this is a end of training camp kind of question, and I saw the emotion on the faces of young men who were basically being told, your NFL dream isn't going to happen, or at least it's not going to happen here. How tense is it around that locker room on the day last week where the rosters get pared down?
Yeah, it's a unique experience because I've been on both sides. My first year I was released, and you know, you work so hard for something and you're disappointed, but then you're thankful for the opportunity and any good agent's going to call up his guy and say, hey, listen, the NFL season is a long season. There's injuries, there's opportunities that come available. So just keep working hard and your chance still might happen this year. So, but yeah, it definitely is a little tense.
It's a job nobody would want, I'd imagine. What'd you think when you were told, that you were coming? Do you remember that day and what you did after you got that bad news?
Yeah, you know, they brought me in. They told me, hey, you know, we like how you work and everything, but you just don't know enough football for us. And I said, well, thank you for the opportunity. And they flew me home. And like I said, my agent called me up and told me the same things I was telling you guys. And fortunately, a couple weeks later, I got a phone call and I landed on a practice squad with the Eagles for a little while. So like I said, it works out for a lot of guys, and just to get that opportunity, it was pretty special for me.
I'm assuming that within that locker room that you're in, it is unanimously in favor of Tom Brady getting a contract extension done and knowing that he's going to be your quarterback for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. We're all happy for him. So
maybe he can afford to get another car now.
Yeah, I don't know how that all works out, but I'm sure he'll be fine. So.
Steven, we appreciate the time. Good luck on Sunday against Cincinnati. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, thanks, guys.
You take care.
Okay, Steve.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Patriots offensive lineman Steven Neal joining us.